Adam Pagilly is going to give us a winner for... Actually, are you going to... No, you're not going to give us a winner today. Is that right, Adam?
Day off today, Jimmy. I'll have the tips tomorrow for the weekend's meeting, hopefully.
All right, all right. We'll look forward to the tip then. But news around... The Bostonian was a surprise winner, now a surprise acceptor for the Kingsford Smith Cup.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. I think all the talk was after he won that Dubin 10,000 at big odds that Tony Pike would freshen him up and take him into the Stradbroke sort of mad fresh, because he knows a horse that when his runs are spaced, he's really at his peak. But listening to some comments from Tony just during the week, he said he's just been working too well at home for him to not run in the Kingsford Smith Cup this week in the Group 1. So he's going to tackle the big Group 1 there at Eagle Farm, and it's a live chance as well, just... having a look at the barrier draw yesterday. So he'll definitely run in that race. Obviously, a lot of interest in this Kingsford Smith Cup this week, just given the way this field is shaping up. We've got the two-year-old Dubious right down there at the bottom of the weights with 48 kilos. Outback Barber's only 55 kilos as well. We've got the Godolphin runners with Trekking and Home and the Brave and Encryption. But definitely the Bostonian will run. If he wins, he's probably going to get a penalty for the Stradbroke, but I don't think Tony's too concerned about that at the moment.
Trekking 650 favourite, the Bostonian, and I Am Excited equal second favourite at $8. And you mentioned Dubious, the lightweight down there at $15.
Yeah, and he's an interesting runner, Jimmy, because I don't think a two-year-old's running this race forever and a day, to be honest. I think the historians have been going through the books and they haven't been able to find it. So
no.
Personally, my opinion is he's probably going to struggle to measure up against some of these older horses, but he certainly adds some interest to the race, doesn't he?
Yeah, the favourite Zeus Styles out of the Stradbroke. What's the reason there, mate?
Yeah, this has been forecast a little bit earlier in the week. Yeah, Laurie and Tony Gollan confirmed it yesterday that he won't take on the Stradbroke. I think the main reason was his preparation has been a little bit jaded in terms of the fact he missed that run in the Gold Coast Guineas with that really wet track, and he was scratched on the day when the track was downgraded, and everything's just sort of hasn't quite lined up for him to take on the Stradbroke. So we know he's 6 from 6 in his career so far. He's a horse of immense promise. But Tony just wants to opt for that softer option, the Daybreak Lover on Stradbroke Day in a couple of weeks, rather than taking on the older horses in the Stradbroke. So I wouldn't put pens for him for anything going forward. He just wants to take a little bit of an easy option rather than taking on the Stradbroke, and he'll stick to his own age in the Daybreak Lover.
The Bostonian, $8 favourite for the Straddy, and Trekking and Tie Zone equal second favourites at $9. Melbourne Racing Club, they have confirmed a $300 million redevelopment for Caulfield. All right, Adam, who's coughing up?
Good question. They're finding the money from somewhere, but obviously we spoke about this a little bit yesterday. They're eventually going to shut down training at Caulfield within 5 years. The big news yesterday was we have a second track, second racing track inside the course proper. They're going to put some lights in to hopefully have some night racing. There's going to be a new grandstand, but there is still questions remaining about what they're going to do with stand down in the future. They're opening it up for rezoning applications. When I hear that news, the alarm bells start ringing, and I'm thinking the Melbourne Racing Club are probably thinking stand down's not in their really long-term plans. I know the industry will be very, very upset if that's the case, because it's a track that's used pretty regularly for midweek meetings down there in Melbourne, occasionally for track. It's also got a car racing sort of track around the outside there as well. So that's the big question to come out of yesterday's announcement. How long is Sandown going to be around for? Obviously, the new Caulfield would be fantastic. They're going to increase their race meetings there from about 25 to 40 or 45 each year. But, geez, I don't know what the prospects are going to be like for Sandown in the future.
What is selling Sandown net them?
Oh, it'd be millions, like I'm talking hundreds of millions of dollars probably, Jimmy, to be honest, right, if you think how much that land is worth down there in Melbourne. So they've said that the sale of Sandown won't be used, if it does go ahead, won't be used to fund this new development, but call me a cynic. I don't know if I quite believe them.
You're a cynic, Adam Pengilly. Appreciate that, mate. We'll get a tip tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you tomorrow.